do it for you anytime. Anytime.
Okay. It looks okay to me. If my colleague wishes to advise us otherwise, they will say so. Thanks. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Honorable Kakam, how are you? Okay.
Honorable Musangu, I'm doing good. How are you doing, big lady?
I'm good, but I don't want to speak to the picture.
You really want to see me? There we go.
Good. It's the last week. Honorable Honorable Dittoy, how are you? Good, thank you.
I see you are representative of your party colors today.
Is it? I wasn't even aware.
That's a lie.
I'm not lying. I wasn't aware. Where's the Honorable Ryder? Is he in?
He has not joined the meeting yet, sir.
Not yet.
Yes.
It's 9 hours.
Okay. It's 9 hours already.
Okay.
You haven't... you haven't been able to get hold of Kiva?
No, not yet, Chairperson. Not yet, sir. So far, Chairperson, we have got about 7 members on the platform. Since it's 9 o'clock, I would like to suggest that you may start the meeting. I'll continue to make a follow-up with other members. Okay, yes, Mr. Mzabe just joined now. So it's only Mr. Mkiva who's outstanding, Chair. You may start your meeting. Over to you, Chair.
And Karim, he said he'll join now.
I'm here, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable members, a very good morning to you all. I know that it's hectic. It's that time of the year. We are left alone as NCOP to finalize the outstanding issues. Everybody, they've gone, those who planned for holidays, maybe they were lucky enough to be able to go for holidays. And I also know that we are all tired, but this is the last week. This is the last report, last meeting of the committee. We are going to deal with two reports. I'm sorry about that. The second adjustment appropriation bill, B25-2020, and the second report is the proposed division of revenue and conditional grant allocation to provinces and municipalities as contained in the 2020 medium-term budget policy statement. And I think we all are aware that this division of revenue that I'm talking about is a proposal for the next financial year. It's not something that we need to get deep into discussions about it. So I have received an apology from Honorable Dittoit. He has a political commitment that needs his attention. He won't be with us up to the end of the meeting, but I think we will also assist him by making sure that we fast-track our meeting because we have received the report last week Friday. And also, Honorable Karim, if we delay, he might not be able to be with us throughout the meeting. He has other political responsibilities that he has to attend to. So, honorable members, I plead with you that let us focus on the observations. And the first report starts from page 9. We focus on the observations and findings and then go to recommendations. But then I have, and also as a tradition in this committee, if there are things, hence we sent the recommendations in time, I mean the report in time, if there's anything that you want us to amend or add, we encourage members to speak to the secretariat in advance so that we don't come to the meeting and start afresh the report, criticize and debate. I hope this is what we all understood in as far as the reports are concerned. So do members agree with the approach that we focus on the observations and findings and the recommendations? Can I get an indication?
Agreed.
Honorable Ryder, I see your hand.
Very much, Chairperson. Chair, I had a look at your request to do that. I also had a look at the report and the recommendations and the conclusions. Frankly, Chair, we are so far apart on this that, you know, it's actually, to try and panel beat this report into something that we'd all be happy with is an impossibility. Because the reality is that our position is that, firstly, we don't believe in the allocation to SIA. Secondly, we don't believe that taking money away from education, health, etc. is the right way to do it. And thirdly, we don't believe that dreaming of winning a court case is going to benefit us in any way. And actually, this entire budget is flawed. So, you know, we could have written a whole set of counter recommendations, but I don't think that has any purpose. So, you know, without being funny, we reject the recommendations as they are. And obviously, you know, we'll take this up in the House. I don't know if we're able to include a paragraph at the end, which I will happily submit if the committee's in agreement, just to put our position forward and say that, you know, this is not something that we agree in. We're totally opposed to the way that this budget's been put together, and it's setting Treasury, it's setting the country up for failure.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Honorable Ryder. Thank you for that input, but I think most of the issues that you have raised, you can raise them in the House tomorrow through your declaration. But I also acknowledge what you're saying, that as the DA, you don't agree with the report. Any other one?
Chairperson?
Yes, sir. Let me hear from Fanny before he leaves.
Honourable Chair, yes, I agree with the Honourable Dennis Ryder with the items that he mentioned. I do not support this report at all. The whole way in which this division has been compiled is not functional. According to us. So, yes, I will stay in the meeting as long as possible, Chair. That's all from you at this stage.
Thank you. Honorable Mlesane, reject.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sure, hence you are already saying it, you know that EFF has been very vocal in terms of revisiting the model of distribution. So we are not going to support the report until the revisit of the model that is used to distribute the money to the three spheres. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Honorable members, I think your criticisms are very much welcomed, and I will appreciate that when we do the declarations tomorrow on this issue, let's not be all over, because when we are all over, our message will not be clear on what we want to raise. in as far as this budget is concerned, because that will also assist going forward. Let's focus on the issue, this budget, so that we are able to send the message that your party represents. Honorable Njatu, you had your hand up?
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. Good morning, members. Chair, I think welcoming as to the input from the other parties, but we must also look at the condition and the timing of the MTBS, so that we look in terms of the time and the COVID, the period that the MTBS have taken place. So I will confirm with you, Chairperson, that parties do their declarations in the House, and then I will then formally propose that we adopt a report. Thank you, Chair.
We are still on the appropriation, second appropriation. So you move for adoption. The seconder?
I second, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mama Rehani. On the second report that speaks to Division of Revenue on the MTBS, the observation and findings start from page 23. So I think members will want to go with the same approach. If so, can I get an indication?
Yes, Chair, if I may jump in straight away, yes, the same applies certainly. I do think Honourable Njoto's comments about the timing and the lack of time that we've had, although it is incorporated in the report, we need to emphasise again the small amount of time, the narrow window periods for provinces to comment, etc., have impacted our work negatively, and it really has not been constructive. Again, we acknowledge, the fact that the finance minister's speech was delayed by a week or two, but that's had a knock-on effect all the way through, and it really impacts the way that we are able to engage with the reports, with the public, with the provinces, and it's problematic. So to emphasise that certainly, but again, Chair, we are so far apart here. We'll deal with it in the declarations. Thank you.
In the declaration. Thank you. Honourable Ditoit, the same position?
Yes, Chair. My position is the same. The Freedom Front Plus does not support this report.
Thank you. Honourable Mletani, Ntate Mletani, the same position?
The same, the same position. We are not supporting the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I hear from the ANC?
Chairperson?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair. Once more to acknowledge the other political parties, from the ANC, that formally to support and adopt the report. I propose, Chair.
Thank you. Can I get a seconder?
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. I second the mover.
Thank
can you,
Honourable. Yes, I do. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay,
Honourable,
thank you.
Thank you so much. That was very progressive of you, Honourable Members. I want to take it that way, in a positive manner, that it was progressive. It's not because we are far apart. The way we dealt with the issues. Honourable Members, on the agenda that has been sent to us, there are three. How many sets do we have? Estelle, of minutes?
Ma'am, there are three states of minutes to be considered, 24, 25, and 27 November.
Thank you very much. 24, a set of the minutes of the 24th of November, 2020, Honourable Members. page 1 and 2. Can you flag them if members don't have them in their gadgets, please? But the first page and second page is attendees. Page 3. Anything to change there? Please alert me if I'm faster. Page 4. Page 6. I mean, sorry, page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8, honorable member. Page 9. Page 10. And the last page is page 11. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of the discussion?
Chairperson, this is Dennis Brider. It's an excellently drafted set of minutes and I propose adoption.
Thank you very much. Honorable Ryder, move the seconder.
I second, Honorable Chairperson.
Second? There are two people seconding.
Really, seconds?
Really? Thank you, Honorable Okam. The second set is the... Yeah?
These are DA minutes, clearly.
I nearly said that. I didn't
committee minutes. We are committee minutes.
Yeah, it's giving a good reflection of the committee. The minutes of the 25th of November, 2020. The first page is the attendees. The second page, attendees, then third page. Page 4. And page 5. Can I get a mover, member?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Njatu?
Yes. Chairperson, I was part of the meeting. And the meeting, the minutes are through reflection. I propose adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Seconder?
I was part of the meeting. I second the mover.
Thank you, Honorable Mulesani. The last set is the minutes of the 27th of November 2020, the visual meeting, the first page and second page, the list of attendees. Let's go to page 3, Lubabalo. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Am I fast?
No.
Page 8. Page 9. Page 9 and page 10. The last page is page 10. Honorable members, can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of the discussion on the in the meeting of the 27th November 2020?
I move, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Detroit.
And I second, Chair.
Honorable
I second, Chair.
Is seconding. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Mamara Khan. Honorable members, Let me take this opportunity to thank you all for the dedication that you have given, the support that you have given to each other, more especially to me as a chairperson, because you would have chosen to make it difficult for me as a chairperson of the committee, but you were very cooperative. And if we don't agree on everything, it does not mean that we are fighting. We are able as a committee to deal with our differences. I just want to take this opportunity to also thank the support staff for the dedication, the hard work that they are giving into this committee. This is our last meeting of the year. We will see each other unless something happens. I know if that happens, you will always be available wherever you are. But then we just hope that nothing happens. We will see each other next year. I also want to appreciate the stakeholders who have always been here, the media, the PBO, the FFC, Team Treasury, and all other stakeholders, SALGA, the provinces, who have been very cooperative. Thank you so much. And I wish you the best of the holidays and a prosperous new year, 2021. Hopefully 2021 will be a better year than 2020 in terms of the pandemics that we are facing. And honorable members, once again, let's make our way ahead, be productive, be on point as a select committee on appropriations about things that we are not happy about. Lubabalo, Estelle, and Pelelani, and who else, the researcher, please make sure that the issues that have been raised, there was a request from Honorable Ryder, but we will only indicate the position of the DA and that of the other parties to update the report and send it as quick as you can. Thank you very much, and stay blessed. Thank you.
Chairperson, I want to raise a point of order, Chairperson. Point of order.
There's no one on the platform. Point of order.
Point of order, Chairperson. You didn't thank me specifically for behaving so well in your committee. I am deeply depressed about that. And before I part with the committee, I want to point out, as is my job, that all the opposition members voted for the minute this time so actively. There are two issues that go through my head, Comrade Chair. One is they want to show their constituency that they're doing some work. So they say, we are voting for it, implying they were there, and they enthusiastically read every comma and every full stop in those minutes, and they're approving of it. Secondly, they have a Christmas cheer that has hit them very hard. So you know what? I wish there was Christmas for all 12 months of the year, because I've never got this cooperation from them. And finally, I want to thank you, Chairperson, for chairing in a way that's given everybody an opportunity to speak, even Dennis Ryder, and actually being much better as a chair than a certain other chairperson I know. In which committee, I will mention his name, in which committee all of us serve. Thank you indeed.
Thank you, Honorable Karim. I want to apologize. I just want to give you the special sense that you kept us happy, laughing. The order is sustained. That's why I'm responding to order.
Thank
so you kept us laughing. And laughing is a good medicine. You kept us young. Thank you very much, honorable members.
Let's
man, come on. You must go and work. Go and work.
I'm just,
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Madam. Thank you, Madam.
And Honorable Kathy, thank you very much.
You said I'm going to raise the point of order with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much,
Honorable Ryder. Honorable Ryder, don't allow Honorable Kathy to come between us. Eh? We work well, so don't allow him.
Thank you, Chair.
Wow, looks like the chair disappeared. Thank you, colleagues. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Raya. Good season.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Pleasant Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Colleagues, all the best.